Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The NBA Finals are over. Free agency is just about upon us. To talk about it all, we welcome in Olden Polonese. Find him on Twitter at Olden Polonese, 15-year NBA vet. Current analyst for Fox Sports, NBA analyst for them, obviously. Olden, thanks for joining us this morning. Or I should say this afternoon, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Olden, first off, all right, your general thoughts of the NBA Finals. What'd you think?
Very intriguing. You know, there's going to be so many dynamics being thrown out there. You know, should there be an asterisk with the championship win by Toronto? And I always said there shouldn't be any asterisk. You play with what you have, and that's the bottom line. It's kind of like, you know, in a relationship, you know, sometimes, you know, you lose the woman the way you got her. And so the Warriors won several championships when other teams weren't at full strength. So now, you know, they got snake bit. And it's unfortunate. You know, I would have loved to see in the finals, you know, with two fully stacked teams, but we got what we got. And again, it's just a tough situation for the Warriors. You know, based on their long run, there are consequences to a long run. You know, you got to look at it like this. The Warriors have actually played seven NBA seasons within a five-year stretch. Mm-hmm. And that wears and tears on the body. And, you know, unfortunately, it came in the, you know, in the sense of Durant tearing his Achilles and Klay tearing his ACL. But overall, I thought Toronto did exactly what they were supposed to do. They showed the league the blueprint on how to beat the Warriors, you know, which is pound them inside and be very aggressive and use their strengths against them. You know, the Warriors were really good at switching, and the Raptors, you know, they went into straight pick and rolls, knowing that the Warriors would be aggressive in their switches, and right before it happened, they would always slip the pick. You know, or, you know, the Warriors wouldn't get the switches that they normally get, a lot of confusion. So they put them in a lot of tricky situations that the Warriors weren't used to.
Owen Polonese joining us on the show. You talked about how many more games that they had to play over that period of time. Do you think that this is why we're going to see a lot more of the quote-unquote load management games where guys take games off? Because Kawhi had that a little bit this year, and obviously, it's paid off in the long run. I know the league wants guys to play during the regular season. People pay money to go see it, this, that, and the other. But, man, I can't argue with results.
Well, I don't know if it's so much load management, because the Warriors did their own version of load management is by blowing teams out and Steph, you know, and all those guys resting a whole quarter at a time. And so I don't think it was so much that. It was the fact that the Raptors did something that a lot of teams were afraid to do. You know, they didn't play the Warriors style of basketball. You know, yeah, they can shoot threes, but they also put the ball on the ground, which is hard for the Warriors to defend. They were very aggressive, very physical defensively. And so they just took it to them. And Nick Nurse got a lot of credit for really out-coaching Steve Kerr. That boxing one was genius. You know, it looks silly watching an NBA game with a boxing one, but that's what you got to do. You got to basically pound Steph Curry into the ground. And they knew that. Once KD was out, they knew what they had to do. Limit Klay and Steph and let everybody else, you know, so what Iguodala makes a shot? So what Draymond makes a three? But it wasn't going to be consistent.
Do you think that this might have an impact on Kevin Durant's free agency and the thought of maybe he comes back to the Golden State Warriors? Because, boy, Bob Myers crying. I'm not even making a joke. Like, that's love right there. They're showing love. And I thought all year long he ended up kind of being a scapegoat for the media and for some of their fans out there.
Yeah, it's been, you know, unjust, because Kevin Durant's a hell of a player. And I've always said this. What Kevin Durant did for the Warriors was pretty much make them unbeatable. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, he made life easy for Steph and Klay and Draymond. And that's what they need to appreciate. Whether he stays or goes, you still got to appreciate what he brings to your team, as great as he is. But I do believe that the injuries could be a blessing in disguise, because you don't want to go into a new situation coming off an Achilles tear. And so the Warriors are the team, the organization that could handle that. You know, they can gradually bring him in, similar to what they did with DeMarcus Cousins. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that, and the fact that they have the history. But I've never seen a general manager come to near tears the way I saw Bob Myers. And that was really intriguing to me. You know, we always say that this is a business, but sometimes emotions come into play. And I saw a human moment with Bob Myers and how he felt about not only Kevin and also when Clay got hurt. So it's a tough situation.
Oh, and I know you
have nothing. What's
that? Yeah. No, I couldn't believe it, because the next morning there were people, oh, come on, those are crocodile tears. I go, man, if he was acting, he shouldn't be in the basket. He shouldn't be in basketball. He should be in Hollywood.
He should not be. He should be in Hollywood.
That was strong.
If that was an act, he should be in Hollywood.
Olden Polonese joining us on the show. Okay, so what is the next move for Kawhi Leonard now? I wanted to wait. I wanted to give Toronto their credit, but now I got to ask the question. What's the next move for Kawhi?
You know what? I think he had a move in tow if they didn't win. But I seriously don't think he leaves now. It's a tough situation. Why would you leave that situation? And sometimes that's why I always say, why do guys want to do that? Kevin Durant's in a great situation right now. Why do you want to leave? Regardless of where I want my own team, I want to do, you know, I want a new challenge. No, the new challenge should be, how many championships can I win with this team? And it's the same with Kawhi. What do you do now? Well, you can always leave, because that's your option, but you get the most money in Toronto. Now you have a country behind you, not a city, a country. Why would you leave? Again, what challenge is it? You want to just be the first guy to do it with three different franchises? I don't know, but it's a tough situation. What we have to look at is not the Kawhi situation. I think it's going to be predicated on what Masai Ujiri does, because the Wizards are about to throw big money at him. So if he leaves, then I think Kawhi leaves as well.
Do you think part of this, this is an interesting thing you just brought up. Real quick, I'm sorry to jump in, Olden. But you mentioned, why would Kawhi leave? And I asked the same thing. I think a lot of fans do. Do you think, now LeBron does it in 2010. Durant does it a few years ago. Do you think some players kind of want to do it because they can? Just because they can, instead of really thinking it out?
Well, we got to go back. LeBron did it because he was chasing a ring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Kawhi got traded, and because of the situation in San Antonio, you couldn't repair that, you know, because he felt that they questioned his manhood. And I spoke about this early last year. It's like once they questioned his toughness and manhood, it was over. He had to go. He did not want to be in that organization. Kevin Durant left again. He was chasing a championship, and he felt like he couldn't do it, you know, with Russell Westbrook and OKC. Kawhi doesn't have to go chase championships. That's what I'm saying. It's a different component right now for Kawhi, more than anybody. Just like Clay doesn't have to leave to go chase a championship. He's got enough championships. It would have to be like, I need a different challenge altogether. You know, can I bring this team? Like if Kawhi said it goes to the Clippers, who's never won a championship, now we could start talking about it. And Kawhi ends up coming here and he gets them a ring. Oh, he's got to be one of the greatest ever, because this guy's a championship getter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those kind of things that you got to look for. Is it if that's what they're looking for? But that's the difference to me. Kawhi is not chasing a championship right now. It's just going to be a matter of, what does he want to do? Does he want to stay in Toronto and build a legacy there? Or does he want to be the championship whisperer, so to speak?
Vet, Fox Sports analyst, NBA analyst, Olden Polonese joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter, Olden Polonese 1. Well, do you think that it may be that Golden State, with how they are, I mean, five straight runs to the finals, they've won three out of five. Is this the last dynasty based on what you just told me about player movement?
Pretty much from what we've seen. you know, as far as dynasties. I mean, these guys grew up together, and people don't give them enough credit. The Warriors didn't go outside of KD. All these guys were drafted and brought in, and they kind of built this thing up to where they were. And that's got to be – it's very commendable how they did that. You know, their front office, how they brought in players that got along. And so to me, you know, that's the end of that aspect of a dynasty. But to still – it's a semi-dynasty. You know, there's only been one dynasty in basketball, and that's the Boston Celtics of the 60s. You know, so, but that's the closest we've gotten. You know, the Bulls did six, you know, with Jordan, but they were spread out over 8 years. So it's tough. It's tough to win. It's a, there's a reason why teams don't three-peat. It's too much work. And so it's a tough situation. And guys, again, with the load management that you mentioned, it's just tough to get players to really understand how difficult this thing really is sometimes.
Olden, I thank you very much for the time, my friend. I could have went on forever. We got to go. I thank you very much. All the best, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, you take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.